This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. The United Nations warned this week that its troops are prepared to use force in Haiti to disarm gangs and former soldiers if they refuse to hand over their weapons. The statement is a reminder of the Caribbean nation's ongoing political instability. Life in Haiti is a daily struggle for survival for many people. But as Amelia Shaw reports from the Haitian capital, the voices of Haiti's youth still sing about a tomorrow full of hope.
A UN helicopter hovers over Solidarity Village, a catacomb of concrete alleyways, slick with sewage, where as many as 300,000 people make their home. The carcass of a charred car lies in the street, where it burned in a small riot some weeks ago. Women lean in doorways selling soap and pork rinds, while nearby, four teenagers rehearse their latest song. They call themselves Abia.
To Abia, music means life. Do you know a glass of drink, the body of the human, needs water? Water is the music for us.
Enoch started singing with Apollone, Alex, and Samuel in church. Nowadays, the boys spend most of their time singing in the back alleys because they can't go to school. Gangs with guns have forced many schools to close in the capital, leaving as many as 30,000 children without an education. While the boys rehearse, Enoch's mother squats on a concrete slab, washing clothes in a bucket. She says her neighbor was shot in the neck that morning by a stray bullet. Gangs loyal to former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide control the slums, ransacking businesses and attacking schools. They make war on each other, as well as on members of the former military who ousted Aristide last February. Since late September, gun battles between gangs, former soldiers, police, and UN troops have paralyzed the city, leaving over 200 dead. Some city residents look ahead to this year's elections and see civil war. Alex sees a lost generation.
The kids growing up are badly affected. All they see is poverty and violence. So they just follow the violence because it's all they know.
Alex shakes his head and says no one is looking out for the kids anymore, which is why they formed Abia, to do it themselves, with music. Enoch talks about their first song, Mother Haiti.
The song about the state of our country. Haiti is our mother. She's sick. We have to keep our mother and help her to get up. If we do this, we'll have good life.
A global health organization, Population Services International, heard the boys sing at an AIDS rally last year. They offered to record the group in a studio to sing about AIDS for a national prevention campaign. For four kids from the slums, this was the chance of a lifetime. And for Samuel, it was the chance to make a difference.
My cousin died of AIDS 2 years ago. After watching what happened to him, I knew that anyone could get AIDS. I didn't want this to happen to anybody else. So we wrote this song to tell people, protect yourself.
Abia's CD will be released this spring. On it, the boys sing in Creole about some of Haiti's most intractable problems. Poverty, AIDS, gun violence. But all the songs have the same message. Change can happen, if you just give it a chance.
I just want them to dream too, yeah. To dream about a new life, a hope for tomorrow. I want to finish my school, and I want them to let me give them the message through the music.
The boys may lose today to the gangs with the guns, but they never lose sight of tomorrow. They dream of a better world, and they believe the music will take them there. For NPR News, I'm Amelia Shaw in Port-au-Prince.